But you think it's clearly a favorite over Home Depot, even though they, if you look at the charts of those stocks, they trail each other almost exactly.
Yeah, I just think it's safer now because Home Depot levered up a little to buy back a lot of shares at $37. The stock's now at 28, so they bought back, I think, 20% of the company or something. And so they've levered up a little bit. Lowe's doesn't. It's not that Home Depot has bankruptcy risk. It's just they don't have as much flexibility. Lowe's hasn't done that massive buyback yet, and if they ever wanted to, they could. If the stock were to fall to 18 or something, they could buy back 15% of their stock in a Dutch tender auction, you know, whereas Home Depot doesn't have that flexibility.
Okay. Now, another stock I know you like is Contango Oil and Gas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, at my firm, we buy two types of stocks. We buy the great companies that are out of favor, like Lowe's, and then we buy what we call asset plays, where the earnings aren't that material, but they have assets that could be liquidated. Maybe they have real estate, which could be liquidated above the current market price, so you have some downside protection, or maybe they have oil and gas wells that have a market value much higher than the current price. And this is the case with Contango. When we bought it, they had reserves very conservatively valued at around $20 a share, and we were buying it for $13, $12, $11. At the time we found that stock, we took a small position, and we got to know it over about a 10-month period, and I think we had something like 6 or 7% of our portfolio in it, and we got to know the company very, very well. We became real familiar with the management team, which we kind of have come to the conclusion that the guy running it, named Ken Peek, is the Warren Buffett of the oil and gas business. He thinks along the lines of a Buffett or a guy, Joseph Steinberg at Leucadia, or, you know, one of these great capital allocators. He makes decisions that are rational and not just to grow the company or to do what everyone else in the industry is doing, but because it's a rational, high-return investment. He's a real good capital allocator. He's very honest, and he's been in the industry for 30 years. And essentially with Contango, you're buying a mutual fund or more closely a venture capital fund focused on the natural gas exploration and production business. That's all they do is natural gas, and essentially Peak will allocate capital to other engineers in the industry who have shown a lot of success, and basically funds them to drill for gas. And when they find it, he splits the profits with them. And he's been very successful with that model. He's turned $30 million capital in 1999 into $800 million market cap in 2007. And we think that the stock right now is worth around $60 a share, give or take a few dollars in either direction. It's selling for about $47.
Okay. Of those two stocks, they're totally different, but as far as potential, which one would you say will be the winner?
Well, I think short term you're going to have Contango has a much higher likelihood of doing well over the next year than Lowe's does.
Because of the natural resource sector in general moving?
No, it's because the company has stated that it's going to do a capital transaction, either to sell the whole company or to break it up or to sell parts of it. And they've already started to do that. They just sold part of the company a few weeks ago. The stock went up a little, but it hasn't gone up enough to factor. They essentially sold part of their reserves in the Arkansas Fayetteville Shale for a price that was far higher than anybody thought that it was worth, and they only sold part of their reserves there, not all of them. So now this places a new valuation on the rest of the reserves that they have there, because you can use that as a comparable transaction. So the company valuation went up about $10 a share when they did that deal, and yet the stock price has only gone up about $5 a share. So we think that right now the company could be liquidated for around 60. So that's where we get our fair value, the liquidation value. And yet it's only selling for 47. There's not a whole lot of downside just because they have assets that are tangible and they're fungible. You can easily sell oil and gas assets, and they're apparently moving in the direction of starting to liquidate stuff. So that's okay. Going to provide a shorter term catalyst. Although I don't know how short term. I don't know if it'll take them a full year or if they'll do it in the next few months. There's no telling.
Do you have one or two others that might be comparable in terms of their valuation as those two?
Well, let me just tell you what we're not buying right now, and then I'll give you some insight into how we think. We're not buying a lot of the financials right now, and it's not because we think that we can get them cheaper later, and so we're playing the market by timing them, trying to hit the bottom exactly. The reason we're not buying them now is because if you're wrong about a bank, it can go all the way down to $2 or $1 or zero. Whereas the worst case with a contango is that they sell the assets for less than people expected, or the worst case with Lowe's is that the stock goes to 15 or, you know, 8 times earnings. It's only at 11 times earnings now. And so we're not buying financials because we don't buy levered companies, because the worst case scenario in those companies is zero. So what looks cheap right now on the surface is the financials. And there are some great opportunities out there right now in the financial sector. We just don't know which are great opportunities and which are traps. Like, right. For instance, MBIA is one that I imagine is going to end up being a trap. It's very debatable whether the company is even going to survive. But in any case, that is a stock that looks really cheap on the surface, and if you're wrong, it's going to zero. So this is a problem you have with financials, and it's why we generally avoid buying financial stocks.
Right. All right, what about just briefly a quick update on we already mentioned Home Depot that you had talked about a year or so ago. What about McDonald's, Western Union, and Fuel Tech? Are you still holding them?
Fuel Tech is one that we liked the story a lot when we initially looked at it. Good management team, good balance sheet. Seemingly first mover advantage in a pretty long tail growth industry, which is pollution abatement for coal fired plants, like the type that utilities would use. And so it seemed like a great long-term story that was at the beginning. The valuation is high, but that's based on current earnings. Future earnings, we thought, would really ramp up quickly as the hockey stick inflection took off. What we have subsequently found in the past couple weeks doing a lot of research, including having dinner with some people that have been in the industry for a long time and are very familiar with the whole landscape, is that the story is not what we thought it was. It's a smaller market than we initially thought it was. There's also some huge competition that is on the very near-term horizon, some better technology or at least comparable technology. And also Fuel Tech has some patents that are expiring, some that have already and others that will soon expire, at least according to the people that we were speaking with. And for that reason, we just see it as kind of a coin flip, a 50-50 bet, and we don't make bets like that. So we've decided to sell the stock. What were the other ones you talked about?
Western Union and McDonald's.
Yeah, Western Union, we never could get a great feel for whether the management team was outstanding or just the institutional imperative type of management team, you know, that just kind of plays by the book. And we never really got a sense that they were going to do anything great. They just seemed like they're a good company. And we finally just, it went up a little, and we just moved our money into another company. I think we moved our money into Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. And McDonald's?
McDonald's went up a lot, and we got rid of it. And we got rid of it too early. Whitney Tilson has been owning that for a long time and talking about it, and he made more money than I did on it.
Hey, you can't go broke taking a profit.
Yeah, I generally don't like that saying, because basically the biggest mistakes that I've made over the years, I've made a few big ones that I've lost money on, but I've made a lot more frequent mistakes of selling too early. That's something I do I do a lot. I still do it. I've tried over the years to not sell too early.
Do you ever just put a trailing stop in?
No, I haven't done that. I mean, see, the philosophy that we have, and we stick to it, you know, religiously, is that when a stock hits our fair value, we're generally selling most of the position. And the problem we've had over the years, and this is a common thing for value investors, is that you're too conservative about what the fair value of the company is. Mm-hmm. And so it hits your fair value and you sell. And then a couple months later, when the stock's up 50%, you realize you missed something, and it was actually, but you were too conservative because you don't want to lose money. And so all of the work that we do when we buy a stock is figuring out how much we can lose. And sometimes we don't do enough work about how much we can make. For instance, MasterCard, we had a big position in that. We doubled our money and we were out, and we could have doubled it again. And still, it's probably not even overvalued right now. It's about fairly valued at 180. This is just something that I think a lot of value investors have this issue, and there's not an easy solution to it, because you have to have a really conservative mentality when you're buying these stocks, but the same conservative mentality sometimes causes you to sell too early.
Well, Mark, it's, as always, very enlightening. Thanks for sharing your views with our members.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe.